Why are you apologizing to insecure men? Episode number 77. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girls 12 Days of Inspirational Giveaways. This is a show where Girly Nation and even Men Nation share their 50 shades of cray cray. And more importantly, the lessons we learned in 2016 so we could all keep it 100 in 2017. I am your host, Nina Babel, the Keep It 100 Girl. And I keep it real, and I keep it true. On the So today is the ninth day of Christmas, and what did my true love give to me? Are you ready for this? Insecurities. And today we're talking about those insecure men. Why, ladies, are you covering, saving face, apologizing for his ass? Well, I got a real life example for you, my own. So let me set the scene. It was a 0 to 6 month relationship. As I was walking down the street, you know, I was wearing jeans and I think a striped t-shirt. He turns towards me and says, "You know, everybody is looking at you." Okay, my initial reaction was, "Here we go again." These are the telltale signs of a guy who just can't deal. He can't deal with the music of an attractive person. I'll be honest, there are times when I really try to dumb down my look just so I can keep the peace. But, you know, this time I had to stop and say, why? Why can't he appreciate me the way I am? And why should I be apologizing for how I present myself? Later, I don't have time and I'm too grown to be saving a grown adult's face. Every man wants to date a powerful woman. Until they start dating her and realize, you know what? They gotta step up on their own shit. Damn! I told the same story to my circle of friends, the one that I just told you, the 0 to 6 months thing. And here's where we landed when it comes to insecure guys. Have you met this one before?
If you were looking at me, you would, or just, like, you don't have time.
Why
to pay
not take
to
that
them.
Into, damn, everybody's
exactly.
looking at her.
Like, why
I'm with her.
Way.
Yeah. I'm sleeping with her. I'm
and
her man.
What's
I'm
the
her
point
this.
In telling you? What did it
No,
did
that's
add,
showing.
It, yeah.
That's showing
but
his
what's,
insecurity.
But what's yeah. the Because, like, what made me think of the conversation we had was because I said, somebody that's secure, and even if I soar, they won't try to clip my wings. Because you gotta, even though they're not doing it intentionally, but it's like, well, I don't want you to be so, whatever it is, successful, beautiful, whatever it is, because either I'm afraid you're gonna leave me because you're too much and I think that I'm not enough,
mm-hmm,
or
right.
the tension's not on me, whatever it is,
right.
it's like it manifested. So, and it comes off like they're insecure. And like my point is, why even tell? Like, what was that? To
what was
say?
The gain? Because mm-hmm. it makes me feel weird. Because
he's letting you know, uncomfortably, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because what are you supposed to say to that?
I didn't say anything. Because I'm like, I walk down the street. I don't watch anybody.
And he's really showing, like, he was thinking out loud. That's what I attributed to. Mm-hmm. He's thinking out loud. He's like, dang, everybody's looking at her, man or woman. Instead of snuggling up. I'm like, baby, you are sexy. Baby, you are so hot. I am so glad to be your man.
Because if you said that, it would come, like, he would have taken that as like, oh, I'm with you. Like,
yeah.
chill.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you said, man, every time we go out, everybody's always staring at you.
I'm kind of like, all right. Yeah, like, I was like,
That's awkward.
It's not a good look for a guy to act this way. Is it? So, how do you flip your script? My Girly Nation circle of friends, give men who are listening to this episode some super useful advice to be mindful of. when you're dealing with a powerful chick. A powerful, badass chick.
You have this thing. You have a walk, your sachet. Your sachet. You know, you do draw attention, but...
But like right. Other men would be like, "Oh, that's what I like about. That's why I noticed you."
Right.
Yeah. It was almost like, how could I say? I don't know. It wasn't complimentary. It was kind of like it just put me on notice. Or
can
just,
you control yourself? Like, stop drawing all of this attention.
Yeah. I can't help being who I am.
Oh, you know I know, because the same things that Bruce was attracted to in me. Like, it was like, well, why are you wearing that? Like, what? All these people are like, I can't, I didn't even know. Like, it's, and I mean, it probably was getting to an extreme, but then it turned into kind of control because I felt so self-conscious where I got to dress myself down or I have to be mindful. Okay, I can't even be myself because now you're watching who's watching me. But those are the same things that you that attract, but you don't want me to attract somebody else. But again, that goes back to something that's wrong with you, because I'm with you. I'm not even
looking at anybody else.
I wasn't paying attention when you came along. So why do you think you had to get my attention?
This is not my fault.
Here comes the fixer. If you are the same fixer or you're just in denial, then I suggest you rewind to episode number 72, called She's a Fixer.
It really speaks to them, but we don't know that at the time. And me being the nurturer that I am, I used to try to like fix that or nurture it. I used to try to nurture it because I am so sappy. I am like the worst. But anyway, I used to try to, you know, nurture that. Oh, baby, you know, I used to have to remind him. But that's not our fault. I mean, ideally, we should be like, but we're not that cocky. We're not that cocky to do that. But ideally, we should be like, you know, when they say that, because what else do you say?
I'm just being me. I'm not turning it on.
But look at, I mean, really look at it. That really
I didn't dissect it like that.
No, it's basically, oh, you know, when you said it, I was like, oh, I've been there, done that. It's
only because we're out of that relationship with that person now.
If this sounds crazy to you, sometimes I would get dressed in the morning. And I'm not saying Bruce would tell me what to wear. It wasn't to that extent. And it would come out at like the weirdest times. You probably thought Bruce was so well adjusted. I'm sure you did. Bruce was like so insecure about certain things. I'd be getting dressed in the morning and just say, I'm going to put on a thong. I know that's TMI. Because I don't want my pain on.
Yeah. So
Bruce would say, why are you wearing a thong for work? You don't wear a thong for me. Like, serious. I'm not saying he's not saying it in a joking way. He was like, well, you never wear anything.
You had
like
to explain.
And I'm like, he was like, are you sure? He was like, I don't understand why you put on nice underwear to wear to work, or you put on nice underwear. I was like,
it makes you feel bad.
It does. I'm apologizing to you because I'm just putting on whatever. Like, dude, buy me something.
Right.
But I mean, for me, it was like all the time, something little like that.
And you had to explain it.
Here we go! Do you know this guy? Does he sound like someone you have dated? And what does that mean for you in 2017? So when this whole insecurity scenario happens, it bears witness to a lot of things. Number one, you and I don't need anyone to validate our existence. Number two, we intimidate boys and excite men. Know this, men. If you like this episode or any other ones, kindly leave me a 5-star rating and review. I rely on it, peeps, because you know what? It helps Nina stand out from the crowd. And more importantly, it helps you women and you men, understand each other a whole lot better. But that's going to be my inspirational gift for you today. Smooches! You know I keep it real. I keep it true.